Hi there. The word for today is on being there. In Galatians 6, verse 2, Paul writes, offer each other a helping hand. That's a practical scripture, isn't it? When a friend or family member is in a crisis, your aim should be to help them cope with it and also grow through it. Sometimes that's easier said than done. As they're hurting hearts adjust to new and unfamiliar circumstances, they might be skeptical about whom to trust. But being there for them is what the kingdom of God is all about. Paul writes, carry each other's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Your commitment can play a significant role in somebody's journey toward becoming emotionally whole and healthy again. So, here are three practical suggestions for being there. Number one, don't expect them to initiate contact. It's common for people in crisis to withdraw rather than to ask for help. The truth is often they're too distraught to know what they need, so you'll probably have to make the first move. And please, don't feel like you have to be a professional, you don't. Two simple steps can make a hurting person feel valued, understood, and helped. First, listen carefully to their concerns and perceptions. Listen, listen, listen. And next, maintain eye contact and show a genuine interest. Second piece of practical help is help reduce their anxiety. Offer a calming presence by inviting them to share their feelings. And if their viewpoint seems a bit distorted, okay? And say something like, may I suggest another way of looking at things? And step number three, help them focus on what's important. They're feeling overwhelmed, so help them to sort out the issues that need their immediate attention. Instead of rehashing the past and worrying about the future, encourage them to concentrate on the present. And as Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 34, live one day at a time. Okay? That's the word for you today.